AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is hearing a dispute between a public school in Bremerton, Washington, and a former high school football coach who wanted to kneel and pray on the field after games. Paul Clement is representing the former coach, Joe Kennedy. He says they recognize the separation of church and state.
But we'd also say, because it's not part of his job, it's private religious activity that's protected by the free exercise.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor asked, why can't the school fire a coach who puts a Nazi swastika on their arm and goes to the middle of the field and prays?
If someone comes up and says, that's part of my religion, could the school say no to them?
The school district says it tried to work out a solution so Kennedy would pray privately before or after a game, including on the field after students left. But Kennedy's lawsuit followed. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal by Kansas to revive a law that bans secret filming at slaughterhouses and other livestock facilities that was struck down by lower courts. Russia unleashed a string of attacks against Ukrainian rail and fuel facilities, striking crucial infrastructure far from the front line of its eastern offensive. Prosecutors from the International Criminal Court are joining the investigation into atrocities committed during the Ukraine war.
The ICC's prosecutor, Karim Khan, signed an agreement to participate in the effort organized by Ukraine, Lithuania, and Poland. The European Union's judicial agency, Eurojust, says involving ICC prosecutors in the investigation will enable rapid and real-time coordination and cooperation with the investigation team countries. Khan said last month he was opening an investigation in Ukraine and has sent investigators there and visited crime scenes himself. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two fires were reported at oil facilities in western Russia. Russian authorities say at least 17 people have died in last week's fire at a military research facility northwest of Moscow. This is AP News. Skydivers Luke Akins and Andy Farrington failed to successfully swap planes mid-air, foiling their bid at aviation history. In the skies over Phoenix, Akins and Farrington performed a synchronized nosedive at 14,000 feet before turning their engines off and then leaving their respective aircraft.
Down and confirmed. Power off.
The next part involved the men skydiving into each other's planes. It proved to be the trickiest part. Akins managed to get into Farrington's aircraft and landed safely, but Farrington couldn't get to Akins' plane.
There's no way to test it until you do it.
You know what?
Andy's fine. Yeah, he said he's like I could hear him talking to me in free fall.
Andy, you safe? Yep, I'm all good.
Farrington ran into difficulties getting to the other plane.
Everything should have been good to go. For some reason, it wasn't that way, but at the end of the day, we're both here, we're both good to go.
No one was hurt. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.